Star power was at work for the candidates in the 4th District congressional race this weekend as both incumbent Democrat Barney Frank and his Republican challenger Sean Bealot brought in high-profile political figures. WBUR's Deborah Becker spent time with both campaigns and joins us this morning at our studio in Boston. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Bob.
So did the stars do what they were supposed to do, drive up turnout by supporters?
Well, yes and no. On the GOP side, there was an awful lot of energy. A lot of people showed up. On the Democratic side, not so much. And the whole thing was a little bit indicative of that enthusiasm gap we've been hearing so much about.
All right, let's talk about who was there, who were the stars that were there, and what it was like at these campaign events. Were they very different?
Yeah, well, the largest draw over the weekend, Bob, was a Saturday morning rally in Foxborough, where hundreds of people gathered to show support for the GOP ticket. It felt more like a concert than a political rally. U.S. Senator Scott Brown was the headliner. He was wearing his trademark barn jacket and trying to stoke the same anti-establishment spirit that propelled him to victory just 10 months ago. Republican 4th Congressional District candidate Sean Bealot was at the podium with Brown, and he told the crowd that support for Bealot on Tuesday is a vote for traditional values.
Individual prosperity, individual liberty, personal responsibility, accountability.
Yeah.
These are the things that as Americans we demand from our government. And this is the year that we can turn around this country, change the direction we're on, and return to those values.
Okay, that was Sean Bealot. How about the rallies and the events for the incumbent Democratic Congressman Barney Frank, Deb Becker?
Well, I wouldn't actually call them rallies so much, Bob. Frank campaigned with some high-profile Democrats, too, but it was much quieter. On Sunday, he addressed about 60 people at an apartment complex in Dartmouth, where he appeared with Vicky Kennedy, wife of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. Throughout the weekend, Frank emphasized the work he's done for the district on things like fishing regulations, health care, and the financial reform bill that he worked on with Senator Brown.
But Scott Brown voted for the bill because he thought we had done a good job of passing a general protection and protecting Massachusetts. Sean Bealot put out a statement attacking him. Very unusual for one Republican to attack another, but that's how deeply committed he is to this deregulation. So I got an opponent who wants to begin the privatization of Social Security, raise the retirement age. That's how he wants to deal with the deficit.
So Frank said he wanted to stick to the issues, but he did say that he's the target of some of the meanest people in America, and he asked his supporters to fight against nasty campaigns.
The latest polls, Deb, put Congressman Frank at least 10 points ahead of Sean Bealot. What are voters saying about where the race stands from their point of view and about how they're making their decisions?
Well, Teresa Barboza of Dartmouth, committed Democrat, says that Frank's record and experience will win her vote.
I think that's outrageous that it's a tough race, because I just think he has so much more credentials than his opponent. I really do.
And Bealot supporters, Bob, they bring it all back to Senator Scott Brown's election, and they say that was just the start of a Republican wave in Massachusetts. I spoke with some of the folks holding Sean Bealot signs at busy intersections over the weekend. Tina Casimer is from Sharon.
You know, I was in synagogue the day after, the Saturday after Scott Brown got elected, and there were thumbs up and high fives all over the sanctuary in a synagogue in Sharon. I was blown away. It was a beautiful thing. There was complete happiness.
So what both candidates did do, Bob, was urge people to vote. They say that's going to be the key to this election. And with more than 51% of Massachusetts voters unenrolled, there could be some surprises tomorrow.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you very much.
Thank you.